as we continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row, we are joined by a star soccer player. As a matter of fact, she was named the FIFA World Player of the Year for 2015. She was the World Cup hero for the U.S. As a matter of fact, in her career, 93 international goals. She also plays for the Houston Dash. She is Carly Lloyd. She joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Carly, welcome back to the program.
How you doing?
I am
good to chat.
Absolutely. Glad to chat with you. And you know, the last time we had you on was the Thursday before the World Cup of last year, and you put it on yourself. You said on this show that you have to be better. You kind of put it on yourself. And boy, if you didn't go out and score three goals in that World Cup game, can you kind of talk about that and kind of putting the responsibility on yourself?
Well, I think, you know, we as athletes, and especially me personally, you hold yourself with the highest standards. And we wanted to win the World Cup. I mean, we hadn't won it for 16 years, and we were all motivated to get it done. And, they say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I think that collectively, you know, that's really how it ended up. We had a little bit of a slow start, but we still did pretty well. We came out first in the group. And to have just ended in that fashion was truly remarkable. I mean, when I still see highlights of it, it brings goosebumps to my arms. It was a spectacular moment that I'll probably cherish forever.
Absolutely. It was incredible. I had a chance to watch it, and really happy for you and the team. The thing about it, Carly, even since that time, I mean, you've scored 24 international goals. I mean, I'm looking at some of the stats. You've had three goals in maybe two or three games since that time. How has your game, amped up, improved, et cetera?
Well, I think it's just been the evolution of my career. When I first got on the national team, I was more of a box-to-box midfielder. I had, more defensive responsibilities. The older I've gotten, the more experience I've gotten. My play has become better. I continuously, train to get better, train to get more fit. And I think, Jill has allowed me to kind of evolve into this, more of an attacking player and be higher up on the field. So it's allowed me to get in the box more and to focus, on getting in the box, setting up my teammates, scoring goals. But it's been a lot of fun. I want to continue to dominate and continue to improve in the final third, and that's really going to be my role for the next 3 years, is just, being in and around the goal and, pretty much playing as if I'm a forward. And I think it's awesome, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Superstar soccer player Carly Lloyd joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. You can follow her on Twitter at Carly Lloyd. And conversely, Carly, because I was watching the Olympics, and boy, I was watching the match against Sweden, and it just didn't go you all's way. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and the disappointment, I guess, of not being able to medal in the Olympics?
It was really disappointing. I mean, we know that it was a hard task. No team has ever won a World Cup and then an Olympics back-to-back, and it's a lot. And I also do think that, not as if we all got cocky, but, there might have been, a little less motivation and maybe a little comfortableness, amongst the players of, maybe thinking that we were going to make it to the final. I think the World Cup, was something that we were all so motivated for. And I think this loss in the Olympics is obviously, been hard to swallow, been hard to deal with. But at the same time, I think it's going to really motivate us and really fire us up to get ready for the next cycle. And if we went in there and we cruised through it and we won, might have been a little hard to continue the next phase. So I think you got to turn it into a positive. And, of course, devastated we didn't come away with a medal, but, there's, going to be more fire, more desire, and, more competition amongst us to really bring home the next World Cup.
Yeah, no, I agree. No question about it. Like for you to kind of speak to And you were one of those, at least from what I was reading, that sort of didn't really pile on, if you will, to the with respect to the comments, or pile on to Hope Solo with respect to the comments she made about Sweden after after the loss. I just want to kind of get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, I've known Hope for a long time. You know, I'm really close with Hope. You know, it's really an unfortunate situation, sad. You know, I definitely feel really sad to not have her around at this moment. But she's super competitive. And, you know, I know what she meant in regards to, you know, the coward comment. You know, she wasn't singling any one person out. It was just the style of play that Sweden came out playing. You know, they bunkered in, they sat in, they got the job done, and we had chances. We didn't put away our chances. They went on to play Brazil. They played the same style again, but that's part of the game. And, you know, I know Hope is really competitive. I think the suspension and, you know, the termination of her contract had, you know, a lot to do with multiple things that have happened to her, you know, in recent years. I don't think that, you know, if we were just looking at the coward comment, would we be in this situation? So it's unfortunate, but I hope that, you know, her and U.S. Soccer can maybe work something out after her suspension's over, and, you know, hopefully maybe she can join the team.
Yeah, no, good point. Was going to ask you that, but you answered that. Does her comments warrant a six-month suspension? Let me talk with you. I can't remember if we talked with you about this last time, but the lawsuit that you're involved in against U.S. Soccer with respect to the lack of play that the U.S. women's team is getting as compared to the men, which you guys are certainly right. I mean, you guys have really gotten it done. I know maybe you can't speak to it specifically, but can you speak to why exactly you got involved with this? It's five of you that's involved with this.
Well, it's not just five of us, and I think that's kind of what we want to reiterate. It is the team. The reason being for the five of us is we are kind of the five voices on the collective bargaining agreement. You know, we have constant talks and discussions with our attorney. It makes it very hard when, you know, he's trying to talk to 21 players. So we all voted, and the five of us are on that committee. But we're representing the team. You know, this is essentially a team decision. This isn't just the five of us. So it's, you know, it's great. We're breaking barriers. We're making strides. And our collective bargaining agreement is up at the end of the year. And it's important for us to continue these negotiations now that the Olympics are over and now that things are somewhat settling down until the new year. You know, it's going to be time to start those discussions and move forward and see where we can go from then.
Superstar soccer player Carly Lloyd joins us here on the program. So you have this new book that's coming out on Monday, as a matter, if I'm not mistaken, Monday, correct?
Yes, Monday is the release date.
Yes. So can you kind of speak to what we can expect in this book?
I am under strict orders to not really talk about the book, but I can talk about the book tour. And
sure.
Yes, it's happening on the 26th. I will be in New York City. I have a signing at Barnes & Noble on Fifth Ave, and then I'll be in Ridgewood at Bookends that evening. So it's going to be about 11 cities in 12 days. I'm going to end my tour on October 8th in Houston, which will be fitting because the NWSL final is October 9th, which I will be at as well. And then it's back home on the 10th. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great memoir of just my journey. I don't think it, you know, necessarily is just going to relate to soccer people. I think this is a book that is going to relate to so many people. You know, there's so many things that you can extract from it, life lessons, whether it be obstacles, struggles, and whatnot. So it's really exciting. I'm getting excited. I'm going to need lots of coffee for the next couple of weeks, but it's going to be awesome. You know, I'm really, really proud of the finished product.
Yeah, no, I know it is exciting and, you know, well-deserved for you writing the book. I know you can't speak about the book, but what can you speak to what led you to write this book and come out with the book at this time?
Well, my trainer, James Galanis, and I have always been saying, our story is so unique and my journey is so unique that there should be a book about it. And it took scoring 3 goals in a World Cup final for this opportunity to come about. My agent contacted me about setting up a meeting with, 8 publishers. And one day in New York City, just went through my story with every publisher. Finally, we signed on with a great publisher, Houghton Mifflin. And then we picked a writer. It's been an interesting process. You don't realize how much detail needs to go in it. I consider myself a very private person. But I disclose, a lot in the book, and I open up. And I think that will be very surprising to people, because I think there are people who do misunderstand me. I can have this intimidating, look on my face, and people may not really quite understand me. But once you do get to know me, I'm, very genuine, honest, and caring. And I think it's just going to be great for people to read this, and hopefully they enjoy it.
Well, let me follow up with that, because, this is our second time talking. You don't come across to me in that manner. I've never gotten that from you, I guess is my point.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm a very, I guess I'm a very just intense person on the field. So when I'm on the field and when I'm training, I'm in the zone. I'm at work. And I think that gets regarded as like, whoa, this girl, she's super intimidating. But really, that's just what I'm all about. I'm all or nothing. If I'm going to do this, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability and go all the way to the top. I don't want to just be a participant who happens to be a professional soccer player. So it's, it's all good. And I think people have respected me more and gotten to know me a little bit better, which is great.
Yeah, no question about it. Lastly, when Carly Lloyd isn't so intense on the field and people thinking that she is a certain way, what do you like to do?
Honestly, I like to just hang out. I like to go shopping. I like to go to the movies, spend time with my soon-to-be husband, my friends, just kind of hang out. I like to travel when it's not soccer, and just have some fun, do different things.
Carly Lloyd, When Nobody Was Watching, the book, you gotta go cop it. It's gonna be a great read. The 2015 FIFA World Player of the Year, the World Cup hero in 2015 for the U.S. is Carly Lloyd. She joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Carly, great to catch up with you. Good luck with the book tour and continued success in all you do.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.